Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing value in every way to every day. Joining us on the show this morning will be Christine Quinn, the author of Step Aside, Superwoman. We'll also speak with James Goy on how to attract money using mind power. And Perry Romanowski asking, can you get hooked on lip balm? You can give us a call at 805-639-0008. And now, back from Florida, here's Kim Pagano.
All right. Welcome back for myself. And I want to welcome all my listeners. Thank you for being so patient. And, you know, it's funny, and I welcome Nicole in here. I can't wait to see how your whole thing went out, helping kids, good for kids, right, is your program?
Yes. Thanks for having me. I'm still thinking about the lip balm comment.
I know. I wonder what that's going to be about. We'll have to see. Actually, I've got a book here. It's actually a top cosmetic scientist answer your questions about the lotions, potions, and other beauty products that you use every day. So, you know, it's funny. I mean, really, it's probably a big thing because, you know, here you're just putting out that little lip balm, not even thinking twice about it, and maybe you've got a little addiction going on.
Now, when your kids are putting it on, we have that at home.
See? I know. Wait till they get older. You don't even find them anymore because they're in their rooms instead of in yours. So, Eric, how are you?
Well, I'm thankful that I'm able to be standing upright and not horizontal on my couch.
You look a little pale.
I learned a valuable lesson this past weekend, Kim. When you go to a sporting event, never get something to eat there that involves spinach.
Oh, did you? You know they just had a recall on broccoli?
Really?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. Yeah, that's what my mom said when I was gone. I'm like, broccoli, really? I mean, come on, you know? But so you actually got food poisoning.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. I mean, maybe it was also the fact that it was just a super hectic schedule that I had this weekend. I had a friend in town from Wisconsin.
I thought a little too much partying with your old friend.
But believe it or not,
come on,
the entire focus of what we did on the weekend, I had maybe one malted hoppy beverage the whole weekend this guy. We went to hockey games on Saturday and Sunday. His favorite team's the Colorado Avalanche, so we went to see them in Los Angeles against the Kings and in Anaheim against the Ducks. And all the while, I had to work around broadcasting the two playoff games for the Community College women's basketball teams, Moore Park College and Ventura College. So,
which, unfortunately, you said.
Yeah, both of them lost in the opening round, but both of them put up real tough, real good performances against teams that both Mount San Antonio College and Pasadena City College have won state championships within the past decade. So,
and you know, you just can't win them all. In fact, I was back in Florida for my son racing, and he had the fastest speed out there. He was on his top of his game. We were like, yes, this is going to be a great week. And what do you think? His A motor blows up.
Oh no.
And we're like, oh my God. And this little guy, you know, it's just amazing to see not only my son, but the determination in these kids, you know, their faces. And so here he is. He's running, you know, basically, a couple seconds behind everybody else, and you just can't make it up. I mean, he ended up in seventh, I believe, which isn't bad out of 70 kids.
Wow.
But
with a motor exploding,
and
too?
That's his
my
B
goodness.
Motor. And here's the thing is once you can only declare two motors. So your A motor goes bad. You have your B motor, which maybe, you know, you really weren't planning on using it. And yet you can't turn in another motor. So you're down one motor for the whole weekend to run on it.
So the B motor essentially is the better to have it and not need it than need it and not have
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, and I don't know, you know, it's like we need a couple dozen A motors, you know, but you can't, I guess, I don't know. So I'm still after 11 something years, you know, but I have to tell you, oh my God, the people in Florida are so nice. Oh. We were so welcome there, and just incredible weather. It was a little humid, but really nice. And then this was why I was not here for all my listeners yesterday. My husband booked our flights, which he usually does, and you know, we got ready to check out of our hotel, and he's checking in, making everything, and he goes, oh my gosh, and I go, what? He's like, well, I didn't book it for tonight. It's for tomorrow night.
Lou.
I know. And I'm like, you know, and my first thing is like, oh, my gosh. Well, I'll have to do my radio show from here. And I'm like making plans. And I have to have somebody pick up my other son. And I'm like, you know, the struggles of parents. And so I'm doing all of that. And he said, well, let me see if we can, you know, buy another ticket. And da, da, da. And I, you know, and I just, you know, I really have learned to kind of go along with we must be. This was the reason we're supposed to be here for another day. So we actually got to stay where my son is living. He's living with a family that owns the racetrack out there. And so we got to really spend another really good day just kind of chilling out and unwinding. And then, of course, we got on the flight, got in about 11 o'clock last night. And here I am.
Nice.
Wait, a journey.
So, running on empty, literally, you know.
So what was I supposed to learn from getting food poisoning yesterday? Maybe I should have gone and eaten at the places where First Five was doing the healthy food this past
weekend?
There you go.
Nice segue.
See, there you go. Exactly. You know, I figured you just wanted to stay in bed and listen to Charlie Sheen.
I heard more than enough of that driving
in
today.
Can you believe that? It's like crazy.
Well, as long as you didn't say that you ate the spinach at one of our 16 participating restaurants at Good for Kids Week.
Oh, heck no. I just know that I'm not having anything with spinach again at the Honda Center. Love the Ducks, but no thanks. I'd much rather have something spinach nice and local supporting someone like First Five Ventura County.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so as we're rolling into that, Nicole, tell me, how did your program go?
You know, it was great. It was, as a reminder, it was First Five Good for Kids Week, a first time we've ever done this in the county, and apparently one of the first across the country in terms of having a healthy focus on a kids' restaurant week. And so it was great, you know, and I think we probably had a few hundred that got out there that maybe don't typically go out with their kids to restaurants, and they had healthy options. So those families that go out and eat healthy normally, they had options, so it was nice because they could eat foods they normally see at home. For those that don't necessarily eat healthy, I think it made them stop and think about, you know, feeding their kids a little bit healthier. So if we can turn the curve on some of those, we're excited about that.
And I think that's really great. I had some incredible fish out in Florida, you know. And it's funny because my husband loves a great steak, and I love to split it with him. But you know what? It is really conscientious to do the right thing, to eat a little bit healthier.
It is. And I mean, surprisingly, these kids just loved the food. A lot of the options were great.
So
I mean,
what was some of the options? That's what I want to hear.
So we had a lot, instead of fried, you know, chicken nuggets, we had a lot of grilled chicken on the menu. And rather than fries, a lot of rice, great veggies, fruits. The kids loved the fruits. We had some creative dessert options like frozen yogurt with fruit. My daughter loved that as well. Both daughters did. So
did you go around visiting all 16 restaurants?
You know, we were trying, to make it to 16. We made it to five. But we had great meals at every option. We were at Tootie's. We were at 71 Palms. We went to Jonathan's. White Sands, which is a great new Thai place. Great meal
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, White Sands. Where's that at?
It's on Main, right down kind of the... But great Thai menu they have.
I love Thai.
And they have a great kids menu regardless. So for some restaurants, they didn't have a kids menu. And now they have a kids menu, and they're thinking of continuing. Those that had a kids menu, they added healthy options. So, you know, I think we made some great, great strides.
All right. And now what did Jonathan's have?
They had a great hummus with
Makes the best hummus.
My daughter's still talking about the hummus. She's
telling
said,
you.
Why is the hummus there so much better than other hummus we get?
Because Jason makes it.
Really yummy. So carrots and celery with hummus, and then grilled chicken, a pasta option. And he actually is the one that had the frozen yogurt with the berries that they just loved in terms of dessert. So.
All right. So you've got some names in a little
barrel
here.
We do. We still have, you know, when people went out this week and they ate a healthy meal, they could enter to win prizes. So we do still have some names here that we could draw from, depending on when you want to do that.
Okay.
Or we could do some listener comments.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Eric?
Well, I will definitely have the phone lines open at 805-639-0008, 639-0008. If you'd like to call in and participate.
Okay. So we'll wait and we'll pick one from ours.
Okay.
And then we will pick one out of here.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're picking right now, right? Everybody goes, where did she go to? Did she just drop off the face of the earth? We got, let's see. Would it be, you read that. Okay.
Okay. We have Katarina.
Katarina.
Ferrer from Oxnard.
Ooh, okay.
She is 22 months.
Do you think she's even going to know?
She's going to know because she's going to be able to go to my gym for the entire
month. Oh, you know what? Do you know that my kids all went there?
great.
I love
unlimited months.
Is
you can
it,
check it out.
Is who's the owner?
I don't know. Lori thinks.
Oh,
the
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have, we also have some one week passes from them as well. So thanks to my gym, and Katarina gets to go for the whole month.
How?
Along with a few other goodies that we'll
ooh,
be getting
okay.
out. Okay. And now we have Olivia, another young lady. She's 1.5. These are the young ones.
These women are like scoring here, right?
And she and her mom get to go to a stroller class with Natalie down at the beach. So
is it,
that
a,
along with
is it like a stroller
it's like a
stride?
It's like a stroller stride. And so
yeah.
you get 6 sessions. She's great. She's a personal trainer. And that in combination with, you know, all these people will get bike helmets and books, and we have a whole package full of things that they can, that we'll get out to them.
How
so.
Fun. So my 14 and 15 and 16-year-old boys are too old?
Well, you know, they could have snuck in the mix, but we're, you know, First Five is really focused on the first 5 years. So kids, obviously, this week got more, you know, older kids could partake in this as well, but we're really focused on the first years.
Right. Well, thank you so much for putting this together.
Uh-huh.
And let us know what's going on out there, you know, because you said this was kind of a little bit of a test, right?
This was a test. Right now we're regrouping with the Ventura restaurants to see if they want to continue to do this on a regular basis. And then, you know, what was really great is throughout this whole promotion, we heard from Camarillo and Thousand Oaks and a number of different communities that said, please, please come here. So we're looking to expand this so across the county we'd have healthy options and restaurants available.
Wow, isn't that cool when other people really, like, I mean, you started something.
I know, it's a buzz. We're excited. So
I
first
like
five, you know, this is part of what we're trying to do is help kids get off to a healthy start. So,
well, if we could do anything here, let me know.
Thanks so much, Kim. We really appreciate you participating and helping us.
All right. So what do we got going for today?
Well, like I said, Kim, we're still waiting on our first call in from guest Christine Quinn, the author of Step Aside, Superwoman.
Okay.
Still chasing her in the back on the show here.
Okay. And so what was your weekend like?
Well, my weekend, like I said, there was the fun of having to call the broadcasts for both Moore Park College and Ventura College, going out to Walnut, to Mount San Antonio College for the Moore Park game, and going down to Pasadena City College for the Ventura game. It's really cool to me to get an opportunity to go and travel and see the different schools and what it's like at the different community colleges because, you know, especially for someone like me, Kim, who came from Michigan, that doesn't have necessarily the sort of community college system or setup that the state of California does. It just it continually impresses me how this state has such great options for giving kids all over the place, you know, and families as well. Say you may have a student that academically has the chops to go to a school like a UCLA, a school of that ilk, but you may not have the financial wherewithal to do so, to be able to spend the first 2 years and to get the prerequisites, to get the general ed sort of information out of the way in regards to stuff like that, and to do it at a place like one of the community colleges here in California. Not only is it, you know, budget effective, but they do a very good job of preparing and feeding into those sort of universities.
You know, what's funny is the family that my son's staying with is from Michigan. So guess where we're going?
Oh, really?
Yes, because they are going to be racing out there too. And I, you know, it's funny, I didn't catch that before, but yeah, they're like, you're going to be coming out there, aren't you? I'm like, oh my gosh, wait till Eric hears this.
Now, where in Michigan are you going to go?
That I don't know, but I know that they don't get fast internet there. So it's in the middle of nowhere. And
uh-oh.
I know that they hunt out there. So I know that too.
Hanging out with Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
The Motor City Madman,
yeah,
something like
so
that?
It's out there, I have to tell you. So. But anyways, so I have to tell you, oh my gosh, just going out there, you know, we were in Palm Beach and it was beautiful out there. Have you ever been to Florida?
I've never been to Florida before. I'll be honest, when it comes to the eastern part of the country, once you get below the Mason-Dixon line, I get a little uncomfortable about that part of the country, so I try and stay away from there. But
well, they've got some incredible fish out there. I have to tell you, we ate at some of the most incredible fish restaurants, and it was great. And where he lives, we could hear the ocean in the background, you know, where he's staying,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Hobe, H-O-B-E.
Now, where is that, Hobe, in regards to another one of the major cities in Florida?
Well,
like, how far is that from Miami, Orlando, Tampa Bay, something like that? Is it in the panhandle like Tallahassee is?
You're losing me there, babe.
Okay.
But, you know, Palm Beach is where the race was, which is another incredible place. And then what we did is, this is by Jupiter Island. Have you ever heard of that? Now, that's where Celine Dion lives and all that.
Okay.
And we didn't get over there, but incredible shopping. I got some really good things going on.
So. I could imagine. So you obviously got the opportunity to go see your son, good
yep.
shopping. You know, I got to imagine that this had to be a nice sort of refreshing trip. As well as, you know, fun to get to see your son again.
Well, you know, it is. It's funny, but I can't believe, you know, he is only 16, and he is just so comfortable with staying with this couple. And they're so nice. I mean, they really are. And they're, you know, I mean, he's kind of got it made. He's the only kid in the house. So she's like, what do you want for dinner? What do you want for breakfast?
Oh, he gets waited on hand
and
foot.
Yeah, so my husband's like, no wonder he's so comfortable here, you know. He doesn't even want to come home. He's like,
so this is what it's like to be the only child.
I guess. And he's one of four. So trust me, he has not felt that way before, even though we kind of spoil all our kids. But anyways, well, I know we're going to take a really quick break. And then when we come back, we've got some really great stuff. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Camp Pagano Show.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price? Can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
Warning, business owners. Don't just call anyone for computer services or repairs. Call SwiftChip at 866-326-2008 because not all computer consultants are created equal. The question is, which computer company will give you honest service and which ones will take advantage of you by overcharging you and possibly even making things worse? SwiftChip is a member of the Better Business Bureau and the Ventura Chamber. SwiftChip background checks and drug tests all of their techs. Give them a call at 866-326-2008. If you're tired of dealing with unresponsive and unreliable IT guys, 866-326-2008.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah,
you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400, KKZZ Ventura. You can connect with Kim online at twomomsandamike.com as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/twomoms. Joining us in this segment, Mr. James Goy on how to attract money using mind power. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right, welcome back, you guys. I'm actually just getting my feet wet again. I feel like I've got a little jet lag, but it's all good. You know, you just roll with the day, right, Eric?
Oh, that's what you got to do. That's the only thing you can do,
and
right?
And, you know, it's funny. I got in my car this morning. I have no gas. I'm like, okay, I'm just going with it.
Exactly.
And, you know, every time I do that, I just kind of like, breathe, you know. But I really would love to find out how I can attract money at the same time. So do we have James on the line?
James is ready for the interview with you.
Okay. Ooh, you're always like a poet, you know.
And don't I know it?
Oh. All right. Welcome, James. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I just came back from a few days in Florida, which were great. And yeah, so where are you calling from?
I'm down here in America's finest city, San Diego, California.
Oh, very close. Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit about Attract Money.
Well, How to Attract Money Using Mind Power, that's the title of the book, and I was very true to the title in writing the book. It's a very concise book. It's short. It can be read in one or two sittings, and it basically actually has everything one needs to know to be able to fulfill the promise of the title, which is How to Attract Money Using Mind Power.
Okay, so give us some helpful hints here.
Well, the very first thing, if people are hearing this for the first time, would be to start to entertain the concept, if it's new to you, that you do have a power which you exert with your mind. You can attract money or any other good thing into your life by using this power. And then once you understand that, okay, maybe this is real, you know, there's so many books out there on it and so many teachers have taught about it for hundreds, even thousands of years. If there's something to this, and if people can do this, I'm a person, so maybe I can do it. And then it really comes down to just studying, finding credible sources of information to figure out, okay, what are the theories, what are the principles, and more importantly, what are the techniques to apply this so that my mind power can work for me financially instead of against me.
So, James, so do you do affirmations? Is this something that you work with?
Affirmations is one of the techniques that I talk about in my book. Visualization, thinking end results, you know, developing your desire and your belief, working with your environment, because our thoughts and feelings influence our environment, but also our environments influence our thoughts and feelings. And so it's kind of a two-way street, and we want to develop those in a way which will help us to attract money. Developing our intuition, starting to think in terms of our right livelihood, our self-image. So there's many techniques, really. Developing our what I call our money mindset, which is all of our thoughts and feelings, having anything whatsoever to do with money, whether it's our money, the government, big business, our neighbors. We want to think in positive ways, and if we can't do that, at least neutral ways, because any negative thoughts we have, it's a negative vibration, and these types of thoughts, especially having to do with money, will repel money as opposed to helping us attract it. So it's really a multifaceted approach to creating desired circumstances through how we think and feel, and of course my book focuses specifically on how to attract money in these ways.
So, James, tell us, what was your journey of writing this book? Why did you write a book? What did you learn different things and you just started to put them down on paper? And
well, I came out here from New Jersey in 1978. And shortly after coming to California as a very young man, I started to run into metaphysical and mind power books, such as The Magic of Believing by Claude M. Bristol and Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Power of Your Subconscious Mind, Dr. Joseph Murphy, books like this. And the subject just really gripped me. And I just, you know, I haunted yard sales and swap meets and thrift stores and bookstores and just really, you know, started scooping up everything I could find and reading it. And, you know, things progressed several years down the road. I was teaching these types of things. This is long before, you know, I ever heard of the Internet or whatever. I was teaching to small groups in metaphysical bookstores and things around San Diego County. And for a while, I lived over in Sedona, Arizona, did the same thing. And it just kind of developed. And one thing I had noticed in all of my teaching experiences and talking to people is that even when people knew metaphysical techniques and they had applied them for success in business or home life or love life or whatever. So many people, it just seemed universally applying it specifically to money was an issue for some reason, you know, and people would ask me, well, why doesn't this work for money? You know, and then when you probe into the situation, you find out, well, it's because you're not applying it. You know, you're not applying it properly. You're doing the same thing you did in these other areas of your life.
Well, wait, James, let me stop you right there. So when you're saying that it wasn't applying, so you had to teach them a different method because they were living their life like this, right? But it wasn't helping in their monetary value?
Right. And really, the main reason, if you want me to pick one, is that they did not apply what they knew specifically to attracting money. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, people have preconceived notions. They have negative thoughts and ideas. You know, rich people are bad, or if you have too much, then someone else doesn't have enough, and all of these ideas. So, I have a chapter on self-image in the book. You know, some people think they don't deserve enough money, or they're not able to attract enough money. And so, you know, the mind is a very powerful tool, but it has to be focused properly. And that's what I teach people to do, to focus it on this particular subject. And the reason I picked this subject is because if you think about it, it speaks to and affects almost every other area of our lives. If you have more money, you can improve basically every other area of your life. And that's why I decided to make this my specialty.
I love it. If anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking to James Goy Jr. And he is a speaker on Mind Power Coach and the author of How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. And I love this because really, like what you just said, is I kind of live, I don't know if you heard the beginning of my story, but my husband made us reservations to come back, which was really supposed to be for the night before, and it ended up being one more night. And, you know, at first I got, oh my gosh, I have so many things on my plate, and da da da. And then all of a sudden I thought about it, it's like it's out of my hands. I just got to kind of put one foot in front of the other and keep going. And it's really interesting how I've really changed my life to just know I'm supposed to be here for one more day. I just got to make sure everything gets covered. And just positive, right? Being positive.
Right. And it's really an attitude of allowing. And I teach in my book that, you know, yeah, you can use these principles. You can attract a lot of money. You know, you can make all kinds of wonderful things happen. But I teach people when they're visualizing, when they're using affirmations, to even to use this phrase, but certainly to be in this frame of mind. And that is this or something better for the highest, best good of all concerned. Because we don't always know what's in our best good. We don't always know the best timetable. So even though we apply these techniques to get certain results, we don't struggle with the universe because the universe knows best, number one, how to bring those results, and number two, the best timing for those results. And so it's a very spiritual way of life, recognizing the spiritual power of the universe and of our own minds and how we're connected to that, and then allowing that to, you know, we do our part by consciously deciding, okay, well, this is what I want. This is what I think will help me to be, you know, more productive, more helpful, happier. But we don't struggle to try to get it. We have a very loose grip on this thing. And this is part of the energy that helps it come to us.
Wow, really interesting.
Yeah, definitely, James. Producer Eric here. I'm curious, when you take the metaphysical bent in terms of attracting money, I'm not a guy who's done the same level of reading that you have into metaphysics and all. If I pick up your book, How to Attract Money Using Mind Power, this is somebody without having that sort of background knowledge is still going to be able to take it and apply to their everyday life almost immediately, right?
Yes, and that's exactly how I designed the book. It's really different than any other book out there. It's very concise. Just a few very short sections in each chapter. One is concepts and counsel. You learn basically everything you need to know about the subject to be able to apply it for attracting money. And then simple steps. I give people 6 simple steps that they can do, whether it's making a list or writing something down or, you know, putting a 3x5 card up on their bathroom mirror, whatever they want to do. And then I have as the final page is what others have written, and I have 7 quotes. There's 160 quotes altogether in the book. And I designed this book then not only be an easy read, one or two sittings, because most self-help books, you may know this, are never finished. People purchase
you know
them
what?
And they just
that
don't
is,
finish them.
You are absolutely right there. I'm one of those people. I'm like, well, this is really interesting. Oh, that was, I'm halfway through. Nah, it didn't do anything for me.
Exactly. And then they go out and they buy more books and they don't finish those either. I wanted to make this a book that people would finish. And I wanted to make it a book that people would give to other people, which I hear back all the time they do. And I wanted to make it a book that even if it's the first metaphysical book you ever read on this subject, you would not only understand it, but believe it. And that's why I have the 7 quotes at the end of each chapter, because it really instills confidence in people who even this is new to, that they can not only understand what I'm saying, the reasons for what I'm saying, how to apply what I'm talking about, but also they actually believe by the end of this book, universally. There's one person, and it's a family member, who doesn't believe anything, including in God, and didn't believe my book. But that's the only person I've ever heard.
It's a family member, too. I like that.
Right, and it was a family member. But that's people universally, they understand it, and they can apply it, and they believe it works, even if it is their first book. And it was designed to be a book like that.
So, you know what? I know everybody's going to probably run out and grab your book, but what are some of the quotes? Can you give us some guidelines that you went through?
Well, like some of the quotes, I start each chapter with a quote also.
Okay.
And the first chapter, the quote is by Robert Collier. He wrote a book called The Secret of the Ages in 1926. And he said, "Desire is the great moving power of the mind, that which excites into action the will and powers of the individual. It is at the bottom of action, emotion, or expression." So in other words, we don't even do anything unless we have the sufficient desire, and that's why it's chapter one in the book. but I love this quote I start off chapter two with, and it's on belief. And this is from The Magic of Believing by Claude M. Bristol, 1948. And he said, "Belief changes the tempo of the mind or thought frequency. Like a huge magnet, it draws the subconscious forces into play, changing your whole aura and affecting everything about you, including people and objects at great distances." And that is really a wonderful teaching because, people think, oh, yeah, you have, self-talk or, you influence your subconscious mind and this and that, and it makes you act in certain ways consistent with that, and then you can be more successful. That's true. But a lot of people don't really get the fact that what you do with your mind actually affects people, events, circumstances at a distance that are removed from you. People you don't even know halfway around the planet, I mean, I could tell you stories, will come into play to help your visions come into reality.
Wow.
So to me, that's a very powerful quote.
James, basically what you're talking about is when you kind of get everything in line with what you're supposed to be doing, all the right people are going to show up, correct?
Exactly. Things work out how they need to work out. And the thing is, the wonderful thing about it is I teach people to decide what you want, but not necessarily how you're going to get it, at least in the beginning, because the universe has so many ways to bring you what you want. And when we try to think of one way and focus on that, we're really blocking out all kinds of other ways, because things come in ways we know not of that we could not even have conceived of. And it happens all the time. When you get confident in these principles and you apply these techniques, it's like it's almost unbelievable. I mean, even after years and years of doing it, you
still
totally
get
in
yeah.
awe.
Wow.
Totally in awe, yeah.
Well, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'm here with Eric. And we're talking to James Goy Jr. is a speaker and a mind power coach. So if I was going to take one of your courses, do you still do that?
I just do speaking right now. I'm not doing any traveling, but like I speak at this Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo down here in San Diego, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Bless you, my goodness.
Thank you. What would be, how would you take us through it? I'm really interested. I really love the spiritual aspect of life.
Yeah, metaphysics are so cool.
It really is, because I really feel like, we were all put on this earth to kind of be the best that we are. And a lot of people don't know their gifts. And once you do, you've got your work cut out for you.
Right. I mentioned earlier I have a chapter in the book on right livelihood. And the principles, you know, the techniques I teach, you can attract money no matter what you're doing. You can be in a job that you hate, that you're not well suited to, that you find distasteful. You can use these techniques to attract a lot of money, and money can come to you outside of your, you know, your work situation and just, you know, windfalls and things like this. But to truly be happy and to truly be of service and to have a what I would really term a successful life, people, I advise them to start to move towards their, what I call, their right livelihoods. And your right livelihood is basically, I'm going to read right here from the book. Right livelihood is work in line with one's natural abilities and talents, deep interests, or passions. And so really what it comes down to is doing what you were born to do.
And that's what, you know, this is so perfect. Eric, do I talk about this on my show every single day of figuring out what your gift is? What is your passion? When you're living in your passion and doing what you want, it's easy. Oh my gosh, I have to share this. James, you'll love this. I walked in to this art studio in Florida. And in fact, this lady is crazy because no way would I think my husband or my son would have wanted to walk in there with me. And it was 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, and we had just had dinner. And this lady, she still had an open sign on. She was drinking a glass of wine, and we walked in, and she's like, "Oh, welcome!" And I, "Are you open?" She goes, "Oh, I'm still here, and you know, I was just trying to get caught up for tomorrow." And da 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 da. Anyways, there was this big heart. It was like this big, almost like a paper mache kind of a big heart. And it had a string wrapped around the whole heart. And then this little tiny man with no face holding this string. And I love hearts, first of all. And I was like, "What is that?" And they said, "Oh, well, this artist here, he's dyslexic. And all of his art stuff, he has no faces on because growing up, he felt invisible. But he says when he finally figured out what his passion was, people think that our work, whatever you're doing, is a big, huge job and it's hard for you to do. But when you're living your passion, it doesn't even take a string to pull it." Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, that's a wonderful story.
I know. And it was so amazing. And so we started talking, and she's like, I'll get him on your show for you. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm telling you, it just, you know how people come into your life for different reasons. And my son's like, "Mom, she has all the same passions you are living." And it was just like, we already met each other forever, you know? So right. I love that. And I truly believe when you're living your passion and you're doing what you love, money will come to you.
Right. It's a feeling of destiny. Like you almost feel like you've done all of this before and you're just going through the motions when you're really in sync with the universe. It's quite a sight to behold.
Wow. So when, give out the name of your book again.
It's How to Attract Money Using Mind Power. And I'm James, and it's G-O-I, and then J-R for Junior.
Okay. And tell us where to find it.
Okay. The book, you can find it basically anywhere. If people go to attractmoney.biz, they can, I have a page there with links that lead to all my other pages, but you can find the book on Amazon and Borders and anywhere books are sold. If someone wants to order by phone, they can call my publisher direct and have the book shipped within 24 to 48 hours. Okay. And that's a toll-free number, and it's 877-BUY-BOOK.
BUY-BOOK. James, are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Could you go on to my Facebook and share it with my listeners?
Sure.
Okay, and that's the number 2 Moms. I'm actually changing it to the Kim Pagano, but either way, you'll be able to get linked either way. So,
okay,
but
it's facebook.com.
Number 2 Moms.
Okay, 2 Moms. Okay.
Yeah, that would be great. And I don't know if I received one of your books or not, but I would love one. I think this is so, you know, I'd love to have you back on because this is just truly how I live my life. And I think it's great.
Right. I'll check. If I haven't sent a book, I'll send one to you. And I'd love to be on your show anytime that you care to have me back, too.
I love it. And I really believe I love what you're doing. I love what you're teaching. And I think that's great. I think we need more techniques on people trying to get not only financially, but just in line with their life so that they're happy.
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah. And that one person in your family, you got to show them. Right?
Oh, you got to love them. I mean, it's like nice for variety, and it makes a nice story.
That's what makes up our world, right? I love it. All right. Well, this has been incredible, and I thank you, and I will definitely have you back. And I'm sure we'll talk again.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pure pleasure.
Well, thank you, James. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about, can you get hooked on lip balm? Not only is that, it's actually top cosmetic scientists answer your questions about the lotions and potions, other beauty products you use every day. Isn't that scary? So, all right, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we'll take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
It ain't no country club either. This is L.A. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to LA's wholesale jewelry mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. You can catch a rebroadcast of the program from 3 to 4 p.m. here on AM 1400 with Best Of, airing on Saturdays around local programming. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I know that our phones were going crazy, and if anybody was trying to call us, give us a call back. We were just trying to cover it. It's just Eric and I here, so we can only do the best we can do, right? That's what it's all about.
Yep, that's what happens when you're waiting on the line with publicists as well. But we do have our final guest of the show, Perry Romanowski. Wonder, Kim, do you think you can get hooked on lip balm?
I don't know, but, you know, I like some of the questions here because, you know, I work with the public all the time with doing hair, and he has one, why does my shampoo stop working? And I love this.
Well, because, hey now, are we ready to find out?
I am. Perry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for being a part of our show here. So I'm interested. What a crazy name. Can you get hooked on lip balm?
Yeah, Can You Get Hooked on Lip Balm was a compilation of beauty questions that we were asked at our beauty blog called thebeautybrains.com. This is a blog written by cosmetic chemists. And cosmetic chemists, I'm a cosmetic chemist, and there's a group of us, but cosmetic chemists are the people that actually put together the formulas for all the beauty products you use. So you know how chefs put together the recipes for things you buy in a restaurant? Well, cosmetic chemists put together the recipes for your shampoos and for your skin lotions and makeup.
Wow, that's really interesting. And, you know, okay, so You know, I do hair, and I'm a hair therapist, so I'm always looking for, you know, good products, but I always think, you know, I don't know, I can go back to just the olive oil that, you know, my grandmother and my mom have been telling me forever that's great, and just some of the basics, and you know, you just wonder what really works and what doesn't, so I'm really anxious to hear about some of your knowledge.
Well, there are some great ingredients that have traditionally been used for hair. You mentioned olive oil is really good for a lot of people's hair. Another ingredient that's sort of a natural ingredient that's traditionally been used that's really good for hair is coconut oil.
Coconut.
It's actually been demonstrated that coconut oil can penetrate into the hair and help to make it more flexible, make it resist breaking, and can really improve the condition of your hair.
Now, what about vitamin E? That's something that I talk to a lot of my clients about.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. When it comes to hair, you know, the thing about hair is it's a dead fiber. Your hair is, you know, we talk about making hair healthy and more alive, but hair really, once it gets out of your head onto or out of your skull onto your head,
you're right.
It's a dead fiber. It's sort of like a shoelace. So when we talk about using vitamins and things like that really good for nutrition, they really don't have an appreciable effect on your hair. And really what cosmetic companies have found is that when you say the word vitamin in related to a hair product, consumers really, their ears perk up and they really want to buy the products. So we put vitamins in a lot of shampoo products or conditioner products, but we don't really expect them to do anything, and there really isn't any evidence that we've found that they do have any appreciable effect. More effective are things like coconut oil or some of the silicones can have a good moisturizing effect on the hair, too.
See, Perry, I'm producer Eric here, and it's always funny to me hearing about the sort of stuff that goes into, say, shampoos, cosmetics, and the like. What is perhaps the strangest thing that, you know, if you tell somebody on the street, this isn't something that you use every day, that they'd be most surprised to hear?
Yeah, that I'm really anxious to hear that, too.
Well, there are a lot of ingredients that people have tried in products. One hair product that's sold out in Europe, they use bull semen, which is supposed to be a...
what?
I just was reading, is semen good for your skin?
It's a protein, and the thing is, some people believe that it's going to help to strengthen your hair, for example. And, you know, there are salons that sell it. Now, there are other ingredients that work better, but some people will try this. There was a treatment where people were using bird droppings, because bird droppings have uric acid in them, and they can help to moisturize your skin. But so can you imagine, you know, using bird droppings in your skin lotion? Now, what we do is we will take the chemical out of something like this, like isolated uric acid, for example. And so it doesn't actually come from the source, but you find common ingredients from a chemical standpoint in your beauty products that, you know, it might not be the kind of thing that you'd really want to think about.
Wow. So, Perry, okay, since this is your specialty, give us some really great tips for my listeners. I can't wait to hear. And, you know, are my cosmetics poisoning me? What does hypoallergenic really mean? And are organic products better? I think those are really great questions.
Yeah, there's all these are some of the most common things that we get asked, and one of the reasons that we wrote Can You Get Hooked on Lip Balm is that people really believe there's a belief that if you need to spend a lot of money on your beauty products to really get things that work, and the truth is that the products that are really expensive do not have any technology or they don't work significantly better than anything that you can get at your regular store. Now, you asked about organic products and whether products are safe, and the truth is the cosmetic industry does a lot of testing and to ensure that the products are safe. It's not good business to be poisoning the people that use your products. And so we go through and we safety test all of our ingredients. And the thing about natural and organic products, which is really appeals to a lot of people, these products are not using the best technology that's available. And so the products, while they're using more natural ingredients, they're not going to work as well as some of the traditional ingredients that we use in cosmetic products. But you don't really have to worry about the safety of the cosmetic industry. They're some of the most safe consumer products that you can buy.
Wow. So here's a a question. You know, we have, is nail polish fumes, are they toxic?
Well, that's the thing about nail polish is that nail polishes have organic solvents in them just to get the colorants to disperse properly. And so there have been some studies which show that those solvents can affect your brain, and they can have a bad effect on your brain. But the amount that you have to inhale would be a huge, huge amount. And so, you know, using nail polish once a week is not enough to really cause any significant damage. But if you're, a nail salon operator and you're being exposed to these fumes all the time, you should really have a good ventilation system to prevent any problems that you might experience.
All right. So, Perry, is there any products that you can give us, maybe a really quick, because we're rolling up the end of our show here, any tips that, you know, do you have to buy the most expensive? Does that really mean that they're the best?
Sure. Let me give you some quick tips. If you're worried about anti-aging and wrinkles, the number one thing you can do is use an SPF, use a UV protector every day, even if it's cloudy out. You can, because the sun is really what causes most wrinkles, and if you can prevent sun exposure, you can prevent a lot of the aging look of your skin. And the other thing you might consider is using some of those sunless tanners. If you really like the look of tan skin, something like that has DHA, like maybe a Jergens has a natural glow product that is
I love that popular. One actually.
Yeah, and it's a great product for giving you that tan look without having the damage that the sun can do to your skin. And then of course the other thing is what you should do is cosmetics are really personal and you got to try them. I can't say what the best product is for everyone because everybody's skin and hair is different. You really have to try them, but what you should do is when you're trying products, start with the least expensive things that you can, because the least expensive things can work just as well as the most expensive things. And there is really no reason anybody should ever spend $300 on a 2-ounce jar of skin lotion. It's not really working better.
Wow. Okay, those are great tips. And now, is there one secret that nobody would ever know?
Well, one of the secrets is about salon products.
Okay.
There's a lot of salon brands that are really expensive, and one of the secrets is that the same companies make those salon products. They make a lot of the same products that you can get at Target or Walmart. So when you see an inexpensive hair care product, for example, and you compare it to a salon product, they're often using exactly the same chemicals, and they're produced by the same company. And what you're paying for is the name and the different bottle and the fact that it's sold in your salon. So the beauty industry is made up of a lot of big companies that make a lot of brands, and you'd be surprised at which different companies make kind of this, the different kinds of brands and are made by the same company.
All right. Well, gosh, Perry, this is really great. And I would love to have you back on because there is so many great little tips in this book. And your book is called Can You Get Hooked on Lip Balm? And where can we find this book?
Well, you can get it online and it's going to be available in stores. You can also visit thebeautybrains.com, and there we take questions from people. You can post your questions there, and we'll answer them if we can on our blog.
All
and
right.
You can also find the book at the blog.
All right. And are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook,
and
we are also on Twitter. So you
okay.
can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook.
Well, could you go on my Facebook on
Facebook.com/2moms. That's the number 2 moms.
And post this so I can share you with everybody?
Certainly, I can do that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Perry. I'll have to have you back so we can get some more tips.
Yeah, great.
All right.
Yeah,
very good. Okay, and of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today, if you if you really want to be happy, always try to do what's right. And I really believe that because, you know what? Then you have nothing to look back on. You just do what you do, and you do it right the first time.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And in all honesty, Kim, I believe that it is better to be right than better to, you know, be rich or whatever. I think it's more important
to live a good life,
do the right thing, than to focus on the outcome of what your actions are, be they positive or negative. It's all about doing what is right.
I agree. And you know what? And I always say, you know, if you're going to do something, do it your very best. Because if you can, I mean, it's like, why not do it right the first time? So with that, I want to thank everybody for being my listeners. I wouldn't be here without you. And go have a great day and do something great for yourself and someone else. And we will talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile.
You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ Ventura. The Kim Pagano Show airs live 8 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, with a rebroadcast from 3 to 4 p.m. The show airs in best of formats on Saturday. You can connect with Kim online at twomomsandamike.com, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/twomoms. And you can listen to Kim here, there, and everywhere with the TuneIn Radio app. Simply search the Apple App Store or the Android App Market for TuneIn Radio to listen to AM 1400 KKZZ anywhere. You've been listening to Ventura's Home for Positive Talk Radio, AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura, Santa Paula, Oxnard.